This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hi, I'm Scott. Hi, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
I didn't do that right. Oh, hi, puppy. We're in the car with Carter.
Hello.
In the back, and her dog, Ripley, Ellen Ripley, the female dog. I guess I don't have to say the female part. That's obvious.
No, you don't.
And we're going to the dog park, and so we thought, hey, perfect time to turn this on. Oh, dog. She's got the worst breath right now.
Bad right here. So what's going on?
Oh, seriously. Is she all right?
Yeah.
I don't even call that like dog halitosis. That's like...
It's something else. It's bad.
Man, I shouldn't have watched that Unhinged movie. Now I freak out when I see anyone driving. Oh, geez. All right. Well, anyway, it's a little chaotic in here.
Anyone driving at all?
You should see it.
Oh.
Russell Crowe plays like a psycho that gets road rage and then just goes...
Oh, no.
...completely berserk.
Are you having stress being in the car?
No, it's just if you look around, it's like any one of these people could be Russell Crowe.
Being in the car with the dog because her breath smells so bad right
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
It smells like a dead fish.
It's really bad.
I don't know why.
Or like the corpse of like several skunks.
Just their corpses.
Just their
what
corpses.
Are we feeding her? Or not feeding her?
She must have gotten into something and it's making her guts rot.
Because she has the worst breath. She didn't used to. She used to have fine breath. Oh, rip.
It's like alien. It's so bad.
Oh.
It's a little chaotic for a show here. Sorry, everyone.
Well, anyway, we're going to the dog park, which is, I don't know, a couple miles south of us. North, rather. How come the traffic's bad? Is this midday traffic? I forgot what that's like.
Okay. I'm trying to get her out of your face.
You're fine. She's fine. I've had worse. It's okay, sweetheart. Don't be breathy. Try not to breathe.
Don't be breathy.
Hold on to your breath. Hold your breath for the next 25 minutes. She can breathe all she wants at the park. But yeah, we're going to go to the dog park and we're going to run her. And it's this big, awesome park that has different zones for different sized dogs.
It's awesome.
And her dog zone is big, giant
a
dog
large
like her.
Dog on grass.
Yep.
Yes.
And there's other ones that are smaller for the little dogs. But why would you want one of those?
A large dog section with gravel. Her breath is
this
so
is the worst.
Bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
I don't know if anyone cares about that, though, so.
Maybe that is why the window should be open. All right, well, I'm going to pause this here. We're going to continue a little bit later after the dog park. I'm going to tell you about the duck I saved today. Bye. Okay, so I was going to tell Carter the story. All right, we just got done at the thing. I'm good. Whatever.
I'm pouring.
So I go to the lake, Carter. Are you rolling that up?
Yes.
And there's a little duckling in the off. What's it called? The what do you
like
call that?
The waterfall. Oh yeah, yeah.
The ditch artificial thing. River that yeah. keeps the height under control or whatever, whatever that is, a little offshoot. And there, I'm walking by and I hear this. I'm gonna freaking out bird just losing its mind. And I look in there, the little duckling, clearly just, I don't know how old that could have been. It was tiny. Just kind of flailing around in there looking for its family, clearly. And then up on the lake, you could see this mother duck and a bunch of other babies kind of doing weird patterns, just looking for this duck.
Yeah.
They can't find it. So I was going to get in there and see if I could grab him and put him up there. Problem is, there's like knee-deep water where he is. It's one of those sections. Before it drops again.
Canal, that's what it's
called. Canal, there you go. And I had Rainer with me. And so, trying to do that while holding her.
And if you get close enough to Rainer to the duck.
Oh, yeah, she jumped in, by the way.
The duck would probably lose its mind.
Yeah, she jumped in trying to get it.
To go after it. Oh, no.
She was really excited about that. Anyway, so she actually jumped in. I had to pull her out. And this jogger came by and says, oh, look, you want me to hold her while you hold her leash while you do that? I said, oh, yeah, totally. And he could see what I was trying to do. So I give him the leash. He's got Rainer. I'm down in the ditch trying to, like, corner the bird. And it keeps getting as far away from me as possible. So really, it's a two-person job. You need to have somebody here and here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, this sucks. And then this lady comes by with her little girls, and she had a net. So apparently she'd walked by before, seen the duck.
She was coming back.
Went home to get
it.
A little net, like good. A fish net. Came back, and then that worked. We were able to scoop them out. These little girls were stoked. They were so excited.
They saved a duck.
They saved a duck. And then they went and released it over where the mother and the babies were. And so we reunited the family of ducks.
That's such a lovely, like a faith in humanity story.
It was nice because I'll admit I had this burning desire to do something outside of the regular crappy human interactions that are happening right now. And I needed that, like... it was like a pure thing to do.
Yeah. That made you feel good at the end.
And then those were really nice people that came to help. That jogger guy was super nice. He didn't have to stop there. Mm-hmm. The lady and her kids were clearly super focused on helping him. It was really nice. That guy's a hipster.
Yeah, but his last plate says blue, and it's a blue van.
It sure
very
is.
Nice. It's wonderful.
Rio Tinto owns all this.
There's
as well.
A hashtag. Oh, it said like adventures.
They own everything.
Blue or something.
Anyway,
so
that was the story of Little Duck Jr. getting his life. We've turned his whole life around.
That's true.
He could have died.
Quite a loner.
And the only option he had, really, was to just keep jumping and falling all the way down to the bottom of that thing and they'd never find that family.
Good job, babe.
Yeah.
Good work.
And Rainer didn't even seem to want to hurt it. She just wanted to be right there.
Well, so. Yeah. That's always how she is. She'd never actually hurt a duck. She just wants to jump at it.
She got in there and, like, stood over it and, like, just looked at it. Didn't bark, didn't freak out, didn't try to go for it. Just kind of was like...
Didn't know what it was.
It ducked under to swim under. It had an instinct to hide in the water. So it would duck and swim, and she just kind of watched it.
Poor thing.
I'm like, Rainer shouldn't be in here.
Terrifying.
And her legs stink because she was in that mud water.
It was like lake water.
Lake runoff water.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
That's where all the goopy goes, so...
The goopy go.
Anyway, so that's what we've been up to.
Well, good job, babe.
It's spring. It's warmer.
Ducklings are out.
Yeah, ducks are out. We're out.
We're hanging out at the dog park. Not a lot of people around.
Yeah.
Mostly cousin.
There were about like four or five people total.
Yeah. In a huge park.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets really packed in there, but that wasn't bad.
Nope.
Ripley ran like crazy. Still has bad breath. Still terrible.
Oh, just the worst.
Can we do anything about that? Like put
I'm sure we can get probably like good breath treats or something. There are.
She been chewing on some rubber thing that she shouldn't, or
no.
That's been making it bad.
No.
She's
either
got
way, I
breath.
Got her new toys today, so
that she was the problem. Has she ever barfed in the car?
No.
Has she ever pooped in the car?
No. Rainer has though.
Yeah.
And Boomer.
And the cats always do stuff in the car.
Our cat has not pooped in the car.
That car that
it's
we
always
that
in
car.
A in a kennel.
Yeah, he's
though,
always
so
in the kennel.
Knows.
He doesn't know where he is. But Nick's dog pooped in his car.
Yep.
So that's fine.
Yep.
He waited too long.
Yep.
So funny.
Boomer waits for no man. So anyway, what else is going on this week? It feels crazy a little bit.
It feels a little crazy. It's graduation for Carter. Woo!
Yeah.
Bachelor's degree in engineering.
Yeah, I can tell people my daughter's an engineer. They don't have to get specific. It's
technically a Bachelor of Science in Games.
Yeah, but I could say...
you're graduating from the School of Engineering.
Yeah, the College of Engineering.
The College of Engineering.
It's so, like where my friend had a Chevette, and we would tell girls he had a bet.
Nice.
Yeah, except you have a real
degree. Except you have a real degree.
Yeah.
It is a real degree.
Yeah, that's awesome. And my opinion is, Carter will be able to parlay that into whatever she wants. However, ultimately, I see her doing something, either on her own or in a small team where they own what they do.
Well, it could be a big company with a small team.
Yeah, what I mean is,
eventually,
I don't see her working for the man for the rest of her life. I see
whoever
her make,
that man
if,
is.
If she goes into gaming and game design, she's going to make her own stuff one day.
I will be the man.
That's what they all want. That's what anyone
true.
Wants to do.
That's
nobody
true.
Wants to go get churned to the in giant industry.
Yes and no. There's a lot of people I know who went into games and that's what they wanted to do. They didn't want their own independent creativity. They wanted
well, that's
to
always true of everything.
Yeah.
That's true. But I don't think that's you. I could be wrong. But I have this feeling.
I have a lot of plans.
Yeah,
Carter's got
lots
of
plans.
A lot of different directions.
What if somebody tomorrow came to you and said, hey, Carter, I'm dying. I've got this coffee shop I just don't know what to do with, and I need
gosh,
to just give it to somebody.
Oh, my gosh, so fast.
Carter would run a little coffee shop with her own ideas and her own things. A little cafe.
It would be awesome.
I would love it.
It would be amazing. But then what you do...
It would be a comic book cafe. Too.
What you want is something downtown, so the main floor is your cafe, but then upstairs is your apartment slash studio.
Nice.
So you're still doing all your arty crap up there.
Yep.
Your arty crap. I like that.
Arty crap.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
gonna be fun.
But
support local artists that way.
Yep.
Have them sell
Carter's going
place.
On an adventure. It's
yep.
gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun.
Life adventure. Ugh, take that dog with you though. Pee you.
He's coming. And my stinky cat.
How are you ever... I can't imagine... I guess you had the cat before. But I can't imagine this dog and that cat and you trying to make an apartment work somewhere.
She's going to have to get a dog walker, probably.
Yeah, probably. But
that's
okay.
Someone that comes in the middle of the day, takes the dog for a walk.
The cat's fine alone. He doesn't need anything.
The cat doesn't need anybody.
He doesn't need anyone now.
I know, right?
Although he's a very cuddly cat.
He's been a lot more chill since he's been here. Or since he's been back here. When he left the first time, he was really jittery and freaky.
He chilled out a lot at my apartment. Mostly because it was too hot for him to be a freak.
But also...
Now he runs around and gets the zoomies in our house. And it's really funny to watch.
It's louder than the dogs.
Louder than Rainer.
He's so heavy.
Well, I think the dog is what made her freaky. Or him. But then... I don't know. He matured past it. And now he can just deal with it. Look at those clouds. Those are like video game clouds.
Very cool.
Oh, it's beautiful today. Holy crap.
Yeah,
so we're looking
at. We have a lot going on, but not a lot going on.
I want pictures of that. Look at the eastern cloud cover over there on the mountain. That's insane.
Very cool.
Whoa.
Wow. All right. I'm always impressed with where we live, but that's impressive.
This is a really chaotic episode of Skip.
It surely is. What else can
all
we say? It's just we've been busy and stuff's going on and we're tired and I don't know. I'm a little cranky.
So tired.
You're cranky with the world.
I'm cranky with the world right now.
With all the people in the world.
There are people, some people, not everybody, but there's a number of people in this world that piss me off.
And people that you even know.
Mostly people
like
I know.
That.
People within my circle, my orbit.
Your circle?
I don't mean people I work with online. Don't get ideas. People listening, don't spread rumors.
That not that kind of circle.
You guys' windshield is cracked like in 15 places.
Yep.
Why?
This is really scatterbrained.
Oh.
This whole show.
Yeah, you're all over the place. Brains cracked.
Squirrel.
Places.
I am feeling a little... Well, that's the other thing is the Kickstarter ends on Wednesday, and I'm just feeling
like
spazzy
like you have a whole lot
it.
To do.
Yeah.
Like Christmas,
but that's good though.
I don't know if it's like Christmas. Carter, you should ride that bike once.
You should bite me.
Wait, I'm gonna take mine out and get my tires done. We should do it the same day.
Okay.
Because I need air. I guess we have a pump here.
We need air.
We have a pump
hot
here.
Air. We do have a pump.
Yeah,
here.
We have a pump.
All right. Well, that's it from the car. We'll see if we do more later or not. I don't know. Maybe we're done. Are we done?
I don't know.
Do you have anything else to say today?
It's a very short show, but we miss seeing everyone.
Not really. It's like 10 here, 8 there.
Do you have any recipes?
Pretty long.
Any recipes? I'm trying to even think what I made. I made jambalaya last week for Carter's birthday.
You always make that, though.
I know. It was so good, though.
Not complaining. It was great. It was very good.
Those shrimps were like melting your mouth, shrimps.
Oh, I found a diet soft drink I like.
Oh, finally.
A lot.
Well, he likes... You still like
Mountain Dew, macro... What is it? Monkey melon? What is it?
It's a watermelon. Okay, Mountain Dew.
Mega melon? Something like that. It's a watermelon flavored thing.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew Zero.
Watermelon.
Great.
Flavor.
Great. It's something melon. Like, miraculous
you
melon.
Can look out here right in the garage.
I can't see it from here. Well, I guess we can get out. We're not tethered by a cable. This is the kind of mood we're all in today. All right, let's take a look so I can give the proper recommendation here. All right.
Major melon.
Major melon. I knew it was a rank. I just couldn't remember. It was like Colonel or Corporal Melon.
Did you think that Marvelous was a rank?
Marvelous Mrs. Melon.
Captain Melon.
I am going to put some of these in the fridge because they're fantastic.
All right.
Ripley, move. You have the horrible breath. Carter, you have your breath's fine.
Thank you.
Carter cut her hair just about, 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
She looks like Sinead O'Connor again.
I don't know who Sinead O'Connor is.
You not?
Oh, Dad, hey.
You really don't know who she is?
No, I think
she's famous on SNL for tearing up a picture of the Pope in front of the audience. It was very controversial.
You have said this a million times, and I don't...
Nothing compares to you? Nothing compares... It's a Prince song that she sang. That's her, but that's her now. She's...
Scary
and older.
That's her before.
You see.
Same hairdo.
Yeah, that's a little shorter. When I knew her, the Nothing Compares to You video. Where is she? These are all old.
Sorry, I'm just...
Okay, but anyway, she was a big deal when I was younger.
Images.
I guess I was in high school. Huh? Yeah, ish. Yeah, see, that's kind of you. She's Irish.
Okay.
So she was always floating around
she's
going,
from Ireland.
Oh, I hate the Pope so much, I'm going to rip up his photo on SNL.
Look at my shaved head.
Look at me shaved head, everyone.
Ripley, where'd you go?
Ripley, your breath is terrible. All right, I guess that's the show. It's a little haphazard today, but we don't care. Whatever. I mean, we care, but
it
we're not.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it just is what it is.
Do
so
we have any emails? That was
probably,
the next
but I'm not looking them up.
Okay, well, next week we'll read your emails.
Next
Thanks
week we're doing emails and more stuff.
Send more emails.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table, Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.